baby.
Hi, I'm Dixie. Dixie Normus. I may just be a small-town FBI agent / single mother, but I'm still tough and sexy.
Well, Miss Normus, shall we shag now or shag later?
Oh, Austin, behave.
Hey, Powers. You better watch your friggin' self, because this is one doctor who does make house calls. Right, Mini-Me?
Hey, assholes! I'm right over here! I'm Mini-Me! Come and get me!
And cut!
That's a cut, everybody!
Move it on! Check the gate, please!
So, Austin, what'd you think of the opening credits?
Well, I can't believe Sir Steven Spielberg, the grooviest filmmaker in the history of cinema, is making a movie about my life. Very shagadelic, baby. Yeah! Having said that, I do have some thoughts.
Really? My friend here thinks it's fine the way it is.
Well, no offense, Sir Stevie, but you gotta have mojo, baby. Yeah! Hit it!
Quincy Jones!
Yeah. This is where the movie gets its mojo, baby.
Groovy, yes.
I did it again, baby.
Yeah!
Welcome back, Air Doctor. How was space?
Space was cool. Wasn't it, Minnie Me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dr. Evil, while you were in space, I created a way for us to make huge sums of legitimate money and still maintain the ethics and the business practices of an evil organization. I have turned us into a talent agency, the Hollywood Talent Agency.
Really?
By charging A-list clients 9% rather than the traditional 10%, we've been able to sign such stars as George Clooney,
ooh,
Julia Roberts,
hey,
and Leo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
And the best part of the whole scheme is we all get our own assistants.
Hi, I'm number 3.
Whoa!
I'm really excited to be part of the team here at HTA.
Very impressive, number 2. But I finally have the perfect plan. In the 70s, there lived a Dutch metallurgical hedonist by the name of Johan van der Smoot. He loved gold so much he even lost his genitalia in an unfortunate smelting accident. Hence the name Goldmember. He invented a cold fusion power unit for a tractor beam. Tractor beam. Powerful enough to pull a meteor to Earth. The meteor was called Midas 22. It's made of solid gold.
Is he sleeping?
Well, that's okay. I guess Minnie-Me won't get any chocolate! You want down, Minnie-Me? Use your words like a big boy clone. He's okay! Here's the chocolate. It's from Bruges. That's in Belgium. That's where Daddy's from. Yeah. Check out Minnie-Me.
Yeah.
He's gone mental on account of the chocolate. It's like frickin' catnip for clues.
Your chair, Dr. Evil.
Thank you.
Whoa!
Thanks.
Skedaddle.
You know, when you have kids, I think you're going to find that all kids are different, eh?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. For example, Minnie-Me loves chocolate. Scotty Doo.
What? I like chocolate fine. I just...
Scotty Doo.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was very familiar. Hang on, let me do what I do. Would you stop?
How about it, Owen?
How about a what?
How about it, Owen?
What are you...
How about it, Owen?
I don't even...
How about it, Owen?
Honestly, isn't this...
How about you don't, ladies and gentlemen, Scotty Doo?
Dr. Evil, perhaps it's time that you finished unveiling your plan.
Yes, thank you, number 2. Ladies and gentlemen, my plan is...
Scotty Doo.
Oh, come on, you're such a lame ass.
Minnie-Me, aime le chocolat, bien, hein, moi, oui, yeah. Scotty n'est pas.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. You know, this is causing me serious psychological harm.
I don't know. Who am I?
Fine. Well, you know what? I would love some chocolate.
Here you go.
Thank you. Perfect.
Heal, Minnie-Me. Yeah. Come on, got me a Marlin. Yeah.
You okay, Minnie-Me?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, did I pull too hard? I don't want to hurt you.
Dr. Evil.
Yo.
What does Goldmember's plan have to do with us?
Our early attempts at a tractor beam went through several preparations. Preparations A through G were a complete failure. But now, ladies and gentlemen, we finally have a working tractor beam, which we shall call Preparation H.
What? Why don't you just call it Operation Ass Cream, you ass?
I'm sorry, did you want some ice cream?
Yes, I'd love some chocolate ass cream.
Perhaps later.
Dr. Evil, I love your plan.
Yeah, eh?
Yeah, Herr Doctor, it's a really good plan.
Yes, Frau, on the whole, I think Preparation H feels good. What is it now?
No, nothing. You know what? I agree. Preparation H does feel good, on the whole.
Well, I'm glad we're speckinsy the same lingity. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, using my time machine, I shall travel back to 1975, pick up Goldmember, and bring him back to the future. And the best part of this plan is, no one can stop me. Not even Austin Powers.
Not so fast. You're surrounded, Dr. Evil. Shit.
Dr. Evil, the World Court sentences you to 400 years. Do you have anything to say?
No, but I think Mini-Me does.
Order!
Looks like two eggs in a hanky.
The criminal genius known as Dr. Evil and his clone were sentenced today at the World Organization. For his efforts, Austin Powers, son of England's most famous spy, Nigel Powers, will be knighted by the Queen at Buckingham Palace.
Arise, Sir Austin Powers.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Your father must be very proud of you.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Dad, stand up and take a bow. Wasn't there to take me to the fair, to change my underwear. Daddy wasn't there.
Daddy wasn't there, Pete.
I am a sexy beast. Thanks. Yes, how's it going?
The robot happens to wonder why.
Funny.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, very sexy. Yeah, yeah.
Can I have autograph?
Of course. Your name is?
Fukni.
Oh, behave, baby. Yes.
Now, your name is?
Fukni.
You kiss your mother with that mouth?
Fukni. It exists.
Oh, I see. Your name is Fukni.
You want to drink?
Yes, of course. But you know, I have a private bar in the back that you're more than welcome to use.
Here you go.
But fook me, that was fast.
Fook you.
Oh, you're going the right way for a smack bottom, and I don't care who knows it.
Austin. This is my twin sister. Her name, fook you. Fook you. Fook me. See?
Twins, yes. We're going to see the twins, yes.
I also think Austin Powers is very sexy for you. I think you're very great, baby. We make you sleepy.
Well, you make me many things, but sleepy's not one of them.
We give you top secret massage. Yes, top secret massage, baby.
Sorry about that. I swear to God, that never happens. Yes, hold on a tick.
Okay.
Okay, now where were we, baby? Yes. Oh.
Austin. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Twins, Basil. Twins.
Austin, it's your father.
Bye-bye.
What?
Bye. He's been kidnapped.
Very heavy, man. Oh, so that's why my father wasn't at the knighting ceremony.
Well, no, actually, he was kidnapped after you were knighted.
Ah.
He was last seen on his yacht.
Oh, yes, the HMS Shagatsy.
Exactly. Just take a look. Gentlemen, fall in. Austin, these men were assigned to guard your father. Okay, chaps, chins up, trousers down. I think we may have found a clue.
Oh, blimey! All your privates have had their privates painted gold. How bizarre! Imagine gilded tallywhackers, golden wedding tackle, 14-carat trouser snakes.
That's enough.
Okay. Basil, there's only one person in the world who truly understands the psychology of a madman. Dr. Evil.
I've been expecting you, Mr. Powers.
My father is missing.
Yes, I heard. How ironic. You finally caught me, yet now you need me more than ever. But then again, you've always needed me, haven't you, Mr. Powers? Remember when I told you we're not so different, you and I?
We're not so different, you and I.
See, I did say that.
Mm-hmm.
Very clever. Now, who has my father? Uh-oh! Someone has some daddy issues.
Nothing could be my father from the truth.
Who? You said my father.
No, I didn't.
How?
Didn't. Did not.
Shabba!
For me, this is a dad issue.
Dad issue! Hey, Dad! Dad be dad! Oh. Daddy didn't love me!
It seems the knighting ceremony wasn't the only time your daddy let you down.
Remember that day at the academy? Think!
It was graduation.
Yeah, baby, yeah. We'll make you horny, baby.
Oh, that's Dr. Spock.
Right there. You're naughty,
right? Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Crikey! Have you ever heard of Knocking Man?
Right.
We were just getting started.
Bye, love.
Don't forget, Mr. Powers, later you have a brief oral exam.
Well, I hope it's mostly oral and not too brief, baby. You know, brief and oral exam.
Observe, lads.
It looks like Master Evil is a top contender for this year's International Man of Mystery. He's number one in the class.
What do you do, Basil?
Hey, everybody, I'm number one.
Hello, I'm number two.
Nice to meet you, number two. But now I'm going to be named this year's International Man of Mystery.
Check his gold.
Ow. Who throws a cupcake? Honestly.
And now it's time to award our greatest honor. This year's International Man of Mystery is Austin Powers.
Well done, Austin!
It's been my dream to win this award, just like my dad. And I'm glad he could be here. Stand up, Dad. Take a bow. Dad? Daddy?
Who? I had the best grades in the class, and I didn't get diddly squat.
Wow, here we go.
Tell me, Mr. Powers, what did you find on those sailors? A golden surprise, perhaps?
How did... Yes. All the sailors had the meat and two veg painted gold.
Yes, it's the distinctive calling card of a criminal mastermind. The aptly named...
Gold Member.
How can I find this gold member?
Quid pro quo, Mr. Powers.
Yes, squid pro ro. I'll give you gold member. You give me a transfer to a regular prison so that I could be with my beloved Mini-Me. Okay, I'll get you a transfer to a regular prison. Now, where's gold member?
Not where, Mr. Powers, but when?
1975, Studio 69 Disco, New York City, corner 69th and 8th. You go now, Mr. Powers! Fly, fly!
I'll get it.
Instead of hiding your father in some remote location, Gold Member is hiding him in 1975. So, our engineers have crafted this vehicle to time travel to the 70s.
Smashing, Basil. A pimp-mobile.
Oh, yes, yes. I knew it would tickle your fancy.
What can I say? Cough.
Here we go. 1975. Good luck, Austin.
1975. Yeah, baby, yeah!
If it isn't Austin Powers.
I'm sorry?
You got a lot of nerve jacking your jive white ass in here.
I don't believe we've met.
It's me, Foxy. Foxy Cleopatra. Long time no see.
Oh.
Stop. We can't be seen talking to each other. You dig? I'm using this cat as a distraction.
I get it, yes. Very clever.
First things first.
Oh! Ouch, Kibibble!
8 years and no phone call. Nobody stands up, Foxy Cleopatra. Where have you been?
Listen, Foxy. I just want you to know I never intended to hurt you, baby.
Well, all I know is Mama only got a taste of honey. But she wanted the whole beehive.
Oh, beehive.
You always knew how to make me smile.
Well, you know, it's a gift, really.
What am I doing? Foxy, what are you doing in Gold Members Club?
I'm undercover. About a year ago, my partner at the bureau was killed. And that jive-ass turkey gold member is the prime suspect. Ow! Your father's in the back room, under heavy guard.
Thanks, Foxy.
Austin, good luck.
Dad!
Hello, son. Just overpowering my guards.
I'm here to rescue you. Come quickly.
I've got a better idea. Why don't you rescue me in about, 7 or 8 minutes?
Oh, knock it off. I don't want to see my dad on the job. Come on, let's go.
Okay. I'm sorry, girl.
No.
I've got to go. It's my boy.
Hold on. Oh. What's wrong with your neck?
I took a Viagra.
Got stuck in my throat. I've had a stiff neck for hours.
Thank you.
Listen, Dad, if you are going to talk about naughty things in front of these American girls, then at least speak English.
All right, my son. I could have had it away, but it's cracking Judy, my old china.
Are you telling pork pies in a bag of tripe? Because if you are feeling quickly, why not just have a J. Arthur?
What, Billy? No, mates.
Sue, right, you?
Don't you remember the Crembo din-din we had with the grotty Scotch bin?
Oh, the one that was all sixes and sevens.
Yes, she was a travelling stripe, but a Morris dancer lived after the apples and pears.
Yes, she was the barrister that became a bobby in a lorry. And they gave her the Gatling gun in the bottom of St. Regis tea kettle. Yes.
And then she sat on a turtle.
Oh,
God bless you. Good times, eh?
We had some good times, eh?
Wonderful times.
Good times, yeah.
We had some
good
times.
Welcome to 1975, Austin Powers and Farja. Excuse me while I change. The holler boogie has made me sweaty. Yeah, sweaty. You see, Mr. Powers. I love gold. The look of it, the taste of it, the smell of it, the texture. I love gold so much that I even lost my genitalia in an unfortunate smelting accident. Hence the name, Gold Member. We are both swingers, you see. You have a tight body. Yes. I see that from your tight pants. Yes, you are tight like a tiger. Would you like a smoke and a pancake?
A what?
A smoke and a pancake. You know. Flapjack and a cigarette? All right. Cigar and a waffle? No. Pipe and a crepe? No. Bong and a blintz?
No.
Oh, well, then there is no pleasing you.
It's not right.
Ooh, hello. Glad to be here. That's a keeper. Yes. Put it in the skin box, please. Vichy Ajax. I'm peeling.
Oh, that's just disgusting.
Quickly. Quickly, thank you. Save me from myself.
You're insane, Gold Member!
And that's the way. I like it. KC on the Sunshine Band.
All right, Gold Member. Don't play the laughing boy. There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures. And the Dutch.
What? Take the Fasha away! Dutch hater! And now, it is time to say goodbye. Dr. Evil's orders. Which, for you, is bad news bears.
Walter Mazel.
Shut the hell up! Up yours, Jack, turkey.
Traitor! Here's the dark post, very good. 2002. They're taking my father to the time machine.
The same work machine?
Come on now.
Go! This way, sugar.
That was close, Foxy. I owe you one.
Austin, I found this in Goldmember's office. It's a microfilm. It may be a clue.
Smashing.
I want to go to the future with you. We can catch Goldmember together. I owe it to my partner.
I should warn you, Foxy, 2002 is very different.
Well, the future better get ready for me. Because I'm Foxy Cleopatra, and I'm a whole lot of woman.
2002, here we come!
All visitations limited to 5 minutes. No spitting in the visitor's room.
Get out there.
I have some news. It's your son.
Oh.
He wants to take over the family business.
Scotty does?
Yeah. Oh, he's gotten so evil, he's even started losing his hair.
I know, it's sweet.
Oh, he just wants to make you proud, Herr Doctor. After all, it's hard on the boy not having a father. You know, first you were frozen, then you were in space, now you're in jail.
Well, don't tell me he feels neglected. I was adopted by frickin' Belgians, eh?
You were adopted?
I never met my birth parents. There was a car accident. I'm told it was a beautiful Belgian day. The smell of waffles and Brussels sprouts filled the summer air until my birth mother was incinerated. I only survived because her smoking carcass formed a protective cocoon of slaughtered human effluents. A Belgian man and his 15-year-old love slave with webbed feet was looting the accident scene. They came across a blood-soaked baby, moi. They raised me to be evil, you know, that old chestnut.
Yeah.
But nothing compares to this. Being inside the belly of the beast night after night, all alone. Daddy's all pent up. Let's freak! Oh.
Cuffs up. Move it.
Hi there. How are you sleeping? Good.
Gentlemen, listen up, y'all. Here's the new plan. You're gonna start a riot. And we're going to walk out the front door.
Hey, man. I know guys on crack that makes more sense than you.
Really? Then let me put it to you this way, cuz. No crib on MTV. God only knows. Got my mini-me in the GP. See how it goes. Evil doll that I see, and you ask me my name? G to the Rizzo, E to the Bizzo, I to the Lizzo. I'm a crazy... We all knew that. Austin caught me in the first act. It's all backwards. What's with that? So I'll make a prophecy from the dog to the mini-me. Give me an Escalade, a two-way bling-bling on eBay. Domino. Yeah. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it. Uh-huh. It's for all my homies in Bruges. Cristal, my moto, a couple of beehotches. Why not? I got a buster move, dropping buster groove, feeling fine. Got an evil crew, gold member to lick my nine. Till then, I'll j*** on my...
butt. Brains up, put on call and splooge in your app. That's all. For shizzle my usual, y'all. Yeah. All right, listen up. Tonight, 8 p.m., you're going to start a riot.
Attention all guards. There is a riot in progress. Seal all exits. Attention. Dr. Beetle and his clone are trying to escape. All guards report to no blockade immediately. Dr. Beetle and his clone are getting away.
There you are. Good morning, sunshine.
Good morning.
How did you sleep?
Great.
Me too. If these lips could talk. Oh, hello.
You have the right to remain sexy, sugar.
Oh, I hope there's a search involved.
You've got mail.
So, what does this thing do?
Well, it's called the Internet, and it's completely revolutionized the way we live and access vital information. For example, have a look at this.
Oh, look at the monkey. Oh,
wow. Now, that's vital information.
I know. It's amazing.
Oh, Basil. What's happening, baby?
A lot is happening, Foxy. Dr. Evil has escaped. The good news is that one of our agents has managed to infiltrate Dr. Evil's organization.
Excellent, Basil. We've been trying for years to get a mole inside Dr. Evil's lair. We now have that mole.
Yes. Ah, and here he is.
So you're the...
Most excellent agent we've ever seen.
Yes, most excellent agent we've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, I wasn't able to get an exact location, but I did learn that Dr. Evil has moved to a new lair outside of Tokyo, Japan.
Hmm.
By the way, I realize that I have a large mole on my face.
Where? What? Where's that mole? I didn't see one.
I also realize the irony that I am myself a mole.
No one would make that connection.
Anyway, well done, old chap. Jolly good work.
Yes, nice to mole you. Meet you. Nice to meet your mole. Don't say mole.
Stop.
I said mole.
Stop.
Bye.
Mole. Mole.
Oh, shut up!
Molly.
Up periscope.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my new submarine lair. It's long and hard and full of semen. Nothing? No? Not even a titter. Tough sub.
Dr. Evil, you look very toit. Yes, toit like a tiger. Yes, yes, yes.
Really?
Yes, you look like a macho man.
Village people.
You know, gold member, I don't think that's something one dude should say to another dude.
Yeah.
A little creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. This is a keeper. Oh, yes.
All right. You're not going to put that skin in your mouth, are you? You did. Okay. That's just gross.
Yes, salty. Yes, that was good.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we've been designing a tractor beam, codenamed Preparation H. It's powerful enough to pull the meteor...
-22.
...into a collision course with the Earth. Upon entering the atmosphere, the hot ball of
magma
will strike and melt the polar ice caps, causing a global flood. But enough of my technical mumbo-jumbo. Allow me to demonstrate.
How are you going, Walt?
Lower the globe!
Lower the globe!
Ow! Scheiße! Well, congratulations, numbnuts. You've succeeded in turning me into a frickin' jack-in-the-box.
Get it off! Get it off! It's dark! It's dark! We're okay. I'm okay. Release the meteor!
Release the meteor!
Oh, no way!
Right in the knigging!
God damn it!
Guys! Way to go, A-hole!
All right, hold on. When I try and find my balls, for God's sakes. 1, 2, and 3. Okay, I'm okay.
Dr. Evil, we still have the ultimate insurance policy. May I present to you the very sexual, the very toit. Austin Powers Faja.
His what?
His Faja, Dr. Evil.
His Ferger? It's a Ferger.
His Faja. You know, the Faja.
Yeah, gold member, I don't speak freaky deaky Dutch. Okay, perv boy?
Faja, his dad. Dad is Faja.
Oh, his dad. Oh, his father.
Yes, I have a Dutch accent. Isn't that weird?
Father. Ah, Nigel Powers.
Hello.
Ooh.
Bring him to me.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Oh, put the guns down. Is this the first day on the job or something? Look, this is how it goes. You attack me one at a time, and I knock you out with a single punch, okay? Go. Judo.
Oh, he's good.
Judo. Do you know who I am? Have you any idea how many anonymous henchmen I've killed over the years? And look at you. You haven't even got a name tag. You've got no chance. Why don't you just fall down? Go on, son. All right, Dr. Evil. Give yourself up while you've still got a chance. Okay? You got me.
Nigel Powers, meet Mini-Me.
Oh, blimey. I thought I smelled cabbage.
Take him away!
Dr. Evil, can I paint his yoo-hoo gold? It's kind of my thing, you know.
How about new, you crazy Dutch bastard?
Attention henchmen, it's health week. Don't forget your physical. Dr. Evil's orders.
You know, I think it's a shame the way they treat you.
Just because you're 1/8 their size doesn't mean you deserve 1/8 of their respect, does it? Say, Mini fella, I'm curious. Is everything in proportion? You know, your Bobby Dangler, your General Two Colonels, your Giggle Stick, Master of Ceremonies. Yeah, oh, don't be shy, let's have a look. My word, you're a tripod. Oh, yeah. What do you feed that thing, eh? It's like a baby's arm holding an apple. The good news is, you ever get tired, you can use it as a kickstand.
Oh, yeah.
I think we both know who the real brains is behind this operation.
Mm-hmm. Yay, thank you!
Oh, what's kicking, Basil?
A lot's kicking, Foxy. Austin, one of Dr. Evil's henchmen has been spotted at the Asahi Sumo Arena. Proceed there immediately.
Thanks, Basil.
Oh, Jesus Christ, this tape is making my nuts rub together. It's gonna start a fire!
That's Fat Bastard.
Sonata! Fat Bastard!
Martinus! Hakim!
our favorite Helen Hunt movies.
Oh.
Twister!
Oh! What must I do? Kachi!
That's not right.
So ain't.
Are we done here? I've got to take a cab. Wait a tick. Something doesn't smell right. And I think it's Fat Bastard.
On top of spit. Empty. All covered in ice.
Sound as a pound, love. What? I didn't have any corn.
No! No. No, what? Hey, diaper lady. Here's my diaper. I think I might have pinched one off too soon. Oh, I left a rosebud in there for you. You really are a fat bastard.
You know, that hurts my feelings. I tried going on a diet, you know. The zone.
You know, carbs are the enemy, you know. We don't like carbs, you know what I mean?
Oh. Who's your friend? Oh, I'd like to have a go with that filly. Oh, do you find me sexy? Oh, look at my titties. Oh, ah.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah.
All right, that's enough.
Okay, you got me. Put it there, would you, all right?
Okay. Ha! Oh, yeah! Ha! Ha! Give me a nipple!
I've got you now!
Come here, you! Prepare for the ultimate wire-fighting maneuver! I just hope my wire-fighting team is ready! Ha!
Oh, great. Isn't this magical? One of my wires broke.
You under arrest, sugar. Okay, fat bastard. Who's the Japanese cat you made an exchange with?
Oh, all right. His name is Roboto. He owns Roboto Industries. He's designing some contraption for Dr. Evil. I don't know.
The tractor beam.
That's it.
Listen, do you honestly think that crime can pay? Well, to be honest with you, I've been trying to go legit. I really take my sumo wrestling seriously, you know. But when you're an overweight child in a society that demands perfection, like your sense of right, wrong, fair and unfair will always be tragically skewed.
Did you just soil yourself?
Maybe. It did sound a little wet, didn't it? Right at the end. Ooh. Let's have a smell, all right? Ooh, wafting, wafting. Oh, everyone likes their own brand, don't they? This is magic. All right, analysis. Oh, it smells like carrots and throw-up. Oh, that could gag a maggot. I smell like hot, sick ass in a dead carcass. Oh, even stink would say that stinks. You know when you go to an apartment building and you smell other people's cooking on each floor and you're going, what are they cooking? That plus crap.
Hey, Pop.
Hey, Scotty. How you been, sport?
Whoa! I got you a present.
Really?
Open the tank.
Open the tank!
Are those sharks with laser beams attached to their heads? Cool. You mean I actually have frickin' sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their frickin' heads? You're the best evil son an evil dad could ever ask for.
I love you, Dad.
I love you, son.
It's a touching moment.
Scotty! Come here. Papa squat right next to Daddy. Enemy? Down the bench.
Does your power struggle?
Scotty's on fire! All right, it's getting crowded in here. Everyone out! Everyone out! Come on. Not you, Scotty. Not you, number two. Not you, Frau. Not you, gold member. Not you guys back there. Not you, henchman holding wrench. Not you, henchman arbitrarily turning knobs, making it seem like you're doing something. Oh, this is uncomfortable.
The tiny one can't take a hint. He doesn't understand. He is small.
Hello, Foxy. Austin, we've confirmed what that bastard told you about Roboto is accurate. He was hired by Dr. Evil to construct Preparation H.
So Roboto had the technology to build Goldmember's tractor beam.
Which means Roboto will lead us to Goldmember.
Which means Goldmember will lead us to my father.
Domo. Robot 産業社長 no Robot to 申します. 私何かできることありましたら何でもおっしゃってください.
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Anangu.
Suguniate, kurusate, arigato gozaimasu.
You speak Japanese?
A little.
Well, you might be a cunning linguist, but I'm a master debater. I'm looking for my father. He was kidnapped.
この椎茸食べてみてくださいよ。
Please eat what?
Wait. He said, please eat some shiitake mushrooms.
Tell me, what do you know about my father's where? About.
あまり良い話ありませんね。
Your ass is happy?
No. He said, your assignment is an unhappy one.
Oh!
ネズミがしょっちゅう出て大変なんだ。
Nice potty mouth, dirtbag!
ネズミがしょっちゅう出て大変なんだ。
Oh.
どっちにしても大変な問題ですよ。
Yes, quite off topic. Thank you very much.
Why don't I just speak in English?
That would be a good idea now, wouldn't it? That way I wouldn't misread the subtitles, making it seem like you're saying things that are dirty.
I'm sorry to hear about your father, but I can't help you. Please excuse me. I have another appointment.
By the way, Oranomamoto de Kaito. Ina. Mr. Roboto is lying to us.
Tell me something I don't know.
I open mouth kissed a horse once.
Said what?
That's something you don't know. My spider sense is telling me that my father's still in this building. You keep a lookout. I'm going to try and sneak in.
Hey. Austin Power がこのビルの中にいる。
わかりました。
そうですね。じゃあ、また、じゃあ、また、はい。
はい、もしもし。はい。
大丈夫です。はい。
問題ありません。
どうもありがとう、ミスターロバート。
おい、ちょっとこっち来いよ。あのバカ、どこにおしっこしてんだよ。
ちょっと、カモン、シュカ。
Yes, very impressive. Good preparation aid to my stupid transporter.
Yeah. Ashish, you need this to turn the tractor beam.
It's a gold key.
She might be bad.
Let's burn up. Hands up, gold member. It's payback time.
Sure, you can kill me, but then... What happens to Austin Powers' Faja? Dirt! Yes, and now he's going to have an unfortunate smelting accident.
Don't worry, Dad. I'm here to rescue you.
Ow! May I point out that the last time around you fell into an obvious trap. Now you're trying to save me instead of stopping Goldmember.
Oh, please. I'm not going to let Goldmember get away.
Austin, Goldmember's getting away.
Ah.
Hello, hello. Aren't you going to introduce us, Austin?
Foxy, this is...
Powers. Nigel Powers. Is that eau de flores you're wearing?
Yes, it is.
That's how a woman should smell. Especially one as beautiful as you.
My, my. Even in the face of danger, you live up to your reputation.
Get on with it. I've got an idea.
Your spy car's a mini.
It's not the size, mate. It's how you use it.
I would have found my way off that conveyor belt.
What? I saved your life.
Listen.
Should have been doing your job.
Oh, no, you're welcome, man.
Shut up and turn around, please.
Godzilla, but due to international copyright laws, it's not.
Still, we should run like it is, Godzilla!
Though it isn't.
U.S. Gold member.
Breaker, breaker, run niner, this is Goldie Wang.
Over.
Chant 4 there, Goldie Wang. This is Rubber Ducky. What's your chant 20, over?
I've got Preparation H in my rear and Smokey the Bear in my back door. We got our Jack convoy, over.
Yeehaw! Copy that, you some bit pal monkey nuts.
Up and by there, Rubber Ducky. I am entering your mouth now, over.
Goldmember got away.
Now what?
I think it's obvious. We should take Dr. Evil's layout by force. You can be my backup, son.
Backup? Well, that's fairly condescending. Do you think Dr. Evil's going to expect an attack? We should infiltrate his lair.
This ain't my first rodeo, cowboy. We need commandos, scuba, gadgets, for God's sake.
Well, I don't like to use gadgets.
Outside the bedroom.
Thank you. Yes, outside the bedroom.
You know, I think being frozen damaged your brain.
Really? And how would you know? This is the most time that we've ever spent together since... ever.
What are you saying, son?
Oh, please.
What boy learned to drive a car with machine guns on it? Or had a helicopter you can fit in a knapsack? What about your Swedish nanny, Helga?
Oh, yes, Helga.
They'd say I didn't hire her for the cooking. She stayed on until you were 24. We were mates, you and I.
I didn't need a friend. I needed a father. Do you know I risked my life trying to save you, and you still don't give me any respect?
Respect? Oh, come on. If you've got an issue, here's a tissue.
That is not funny.
Well, I suppose we'd better go our separate ways then.
Fine.
Fine. So, I've been assigned to welcome you to the Ministry of Defense. I have a letter from my director personally thanking you for switching sides. I can't wait to inform Austin of your defection. Oh, hello, Basil. Yes, Austin should be here any second. Yes. Yes, I'm in Austin's hotel room right now. Mm-hmm.
Kill me, will you?
Oh, you want to be friends, huh?
Wait a tick. Please.
Oh! I'm not falling for that again.
But at least he didn't mention it. Yes, I realize he can't talk. Listen, I think Dr. Evil treated him badly, and that's why he's decided to help us.
Come back here, you little bugger. Go again.
Oh, yes, I'm sure Austin and Minnie will get along famously. No, I guarantee nothing will happen to Minnie me on my watch.
Bugger, come on.
Oh, I think he and Austin will be united in their commitment to the mission of stopping Dr. Evil. Ah. Austin, there you are. I've come to tell you the good news. Minnie-Me has switched sides.
Ah!
Oh, sorry about that, old chap. Sorry, sorry. Welcome aboard. Mind ball steak.
Order? Listen, Just get it out of your system.
No, I'm fine.
Well, I insist. Yeah, we can work together better if you just get it out.
Mo! Bloody Mo! We're not supposed to talk about the bloody mole, but there's a bloody mole winking me in the face.
I'm going to chirp it off and cut it up and make some guacamole.
Better?
So you've decided to join us, huh, Minnie-Me?
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the good side, my mini-brother. And thank you for the map for Dr. Evil's son.
What's this? It says, Dr. Evil's tractor beam is now complete. There's not much time. Dr. Evil must pay.
You are so beautiful.
Oh.
Are you a clone of an angel?
Oh,
that is so sweet. Well, no, my mini man, I'm not. Are you sure you don't have a little clone in you? Yeah, I'm sure. Would you like to?
Horny bugger. That is so not funny. Okay, everyone, prepare to dive. This spy car is also a submarine.
The World Organization.
What is it, Dr. Evil?
Gentlemen, in a matter of hours, a meteor will crash into Earth, causing a global flood. That is, of course, unless you pay me 1 billion gajillion fifillion shabadoodle million shawny gawanishly million yen.
I think you're bluffing.
Well, perhaps you'd like a demonstration number 2, the key, please.
Sir, Dr. Evil's not bluffing. One of our satellites is falling out of orbit.
Which one?
It's the one that looks like a pair of...
melons! Big, juicy melons!
Are they nice and firm?
Well, what do you think?
Look at that! It looks like a set of giants.
Hey, hey, and then you're late! How are we doing? We're back!
Yeah!
Yeah! Check it out! Those remind me of...
boobs!
Boobs, Ozzy.
These filmmakers are just f***ing boobs.
What do you mean, Dad?
Well, they're using the same f***ing joke as they did in the last Austin Powers movie.
What f***ing joke?
You know, the joke about the long, smooth rocket that looks like some guy's...
Johnson! Yes, sir. Any sign of that satellite?
No, sir. It's gone.
Gentlemen, you have my demands. Peace out.
Cool, baby. You look very switched on.
Thank you, Austin.
No, Minnie-Me! Off! Bad! Busted! New humping!
Dr. Evil, in light of the success of the device, it is Japanese custom that I receive a bonus.
Oh, a bonus! That's good! Yeah, that's awesome! Throw me a frickin' bonus here! Oh! I haven't laughed that hard since I was a little girl, thank you.
Oh, you're not joking.
No, in fact, if you don't give me the bonus...
Hey, Dad. Hey, Scotty, how are you, sport?
Whoa!
Why don't you let me take care of this?
Okay. Ah!
kitchen.
Got a good evil laugh. Get along.
Scotty!
Scotty! Scotty! Take it down a notch. It's creeping a bit.
Let's go.
We'll need a disguise. There's only one uniform. One of us has to go on the other one's shoulders.
Hey there, buddy. How's it going?
Good to see you. Yeah.
Yeah. Hi.
How are you?
Getting my sea legs. Sorry about that.
Hello.
You all right? Yes, it's a good hat. Very good hat. Come on, Minnie, let's go.
Hold it right there, mister. Did you really think you could get away with this?
I did, actually, yes.
Every new recruit must have a physical. Now get in here, sailor. I'm going to need a urine sample.
Okay. Okay, then.
Terrific.
Yes, good.
Okay. All right, sailor. Go behind that screen and strip down to your skivvies.
All right, then. I'll just go to that screen, which is over there. Right behind that screen.
Come on, hurry. The map. Okay, what's on the map?
I'm going to need a urine song.
Which way to the main chamber?
Difficult in public, isn't it?
Oh. Minnie, our shadows! We're casting a shadow!
What's wrong, sailor?
You should check that guy out.
What the hell's going on here? Hands up! You heard me. I said, hands up. Both of you. Oh. Come with me.
Minnie, the map. Go!
Okay. You got me.
Are you all right, little man?
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
Well, beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sand and watches the ships
Mr. Powers, before I kill you, perhaps you'd like to see the genius of my plan. Key, please.
What the? Who? But how? Where? Oh.
Looking for this?
Minnie?
All right. Everybody, drop your guns, because Foxy Cleopatra's in the sub.
Smashing Foxy. Yeah.
Here, sugar.
All right, Dr. Evil. It's finally come down to this. You, me, and a gun.
What are you going to do now, Austin?
Dad? What are you doing here? I've got to finish this off once and for all.
I'm afraid you can't do that. I have to protect my son.
Dad, I'm fine.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about him.
What? Dr. Evil's not your son. I am.
You both are.
What?
It was our first family holiday together. Just as I was finishing a case, your mother brought the two of you to Belgium. I stopped to have a tinkle when the car...
But my parents died in a car accident.
It was no accident. It was an assassination attempt. I thought only Austin survived. I should have told you the truth earlier, but those Belgians, they made you so damn evil. And of course, they share a border with Dutch.
Very interesting story, Mr. Powers. Of course, I'm going to have to wait until I see all the facts. Daddy!
Shh. Daddy's here, Ducky.
Dougie,
remember Dougie.
Dad, what's going on?
What are you going to do, Austin?
Austin, are you sure you can trust Dr. Evil?
He ain't heavy. He's my brother, baby.
Yeah. I should have told you this so long ago, son. I'm very proud of you. Can you forgive me?
I forgive you, Dad.
Come on!
Oh, here you are!
Oh, come on! I mean, first I'm not evil enough for you. And now you're gonna turn good?
Listen, Scott. You can spend your whole life trying to win your parents' acceptance, believe me. But at the end of the day, you've just got to do it for yourself, baby.
What is anyone going to do, man? Hey, Austin! Shh!
What?
I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I don't even know you, but I hate you too. And I especially hate you. You'll pay. You'll all pay!
I'd like to point out that no one else in my gene pool runs like a girl.
Not so fast, Smarty Pants! Dr. Evil,
You might not want to destroy the world, but I do. Preparation H goes ahead as planned. I'm going to flood the earth.
Think again, gold member.
Ah, Foxy Cleopatra. It's a shame I had to kill your partner. Too bad for you.
Too bad for me? How about too bad for you?
Oh, no. No! No! No!
No! Luckily, I keep a spare. Look, everyone. My Vinky was a key.
Only a bloody Dutchman.
Ah, you mind, sucker.
Yes.
Foxy, I'm coming. Nobody say anything stupid when the shooting begins.
Austin, take Dougie. I'll stay here and be your backup.
Dougie, what do we do?
Ooh, I'm not a real hands-on evil genius.
Think, you were always the smart one.
I could reroute the output capacitor to the tractor beam from one of the conduit boxes up there.
Come on, let's go.
Yes, the shooting begins. Let me shoot.
You know, Dr. Evil, I used to think you were crazy.
I know.
But now I can see you nuts.
I thank you.
You had a gun!
Hurry!
Basha, can you hear me? Basha! I got him!
Whoa!
Well done, Austin! You saved the world again!
Hey, yeah!
Thank you.
Austin, you did it.
We did it! Yeah, baby! No. Just trying it on.
Gold member, you under arrest, sugar.
Hey, assholes! Do I have time for a last smoke and a pancake or what? I am from Holland. Isn't that weird?
Well done. Good on you, man.
Thank you. Hey, Powers!
Fat bastard. But you're not fat anymore.
I went on the subway diet. You know, just like Jared. I've lost 180 pounds.
Congratulations, baby.
Thank you. I do have a little bit of excess skin, though.
Bit of a problem here.
Yeah. And unfortunately, my neck does look like a vagina.
Okay.
Austin, thank you for everything.
Get you, Austin Powers!
Same joke as they did in the last Austin Powers movie. What was it? Well, they're using the same joke as they did it. What do I mean?
Boobs, Ozzy.
Stop doing this line of laughing. Oh, don't start this, because it's so enough to put you back in the refrigerator.
One more.
I don't like this. I'm getting turned on. Don't make that noise here. I'm getting all turned on. My testosterone is going dancing. Oh. Get off me. Oh,
break it down now. You gotta work it out. Is it true what they say about you? Kickstand. Really? Can I give you my cell phone number? Please?
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Burt Bacharach.
What? The world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, oh, but just.
Are we now?